of this playlist. It's going to make everything... I was going to say it's going to make everything okay, but I don't want to lie. PSN downloads, they take too long. When you get games at the end of the day and you're like, oh fuck, I'm gonna play that. And then you enter the code and you're like, oh, I'm totally not going to play that. I'm gonna play that in 4 hours, but by then I'll be home downloading it again there. Or hopefully we'll just be faster, I don't know. Sounded so defeated. Don't talk back. Oh, MMFCL to everyone out there, you know? Thank you. Hibby with a funky ass bass line. This is just this original song. This is just... This isn't some cover. This isn't... It's just Eiffel 65 had a vision for another song. I remember Omega Boost. Did we play a demo of Omega Boost recently? I think it was Zone of the Enders. Anyway, I remember Omega Boost looking really cool in, videos. news and stuff, and then the game itself not necessarily being a thing that was interesting to play. This album wants you to believe two things. One, it wants you to believe in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And two, it wants you to believe in the name of the album, 1 + 1 = 3. It's literally the name of the album. Is the third, I mean, like, what, I, is Jesus, what, the third, is it 1 + 1 = 3, because, don't forget, Jesus is there, is that what they're trying to, look, there are a lot of really unkind things I could say about this whole thing that comes back to the idea of naming your album 1 + 1, your religious album 1 + 1 = 3. There's a lot. We could talk for like an hour about that, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Sitting in the morning, the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter. good song. It's just a good song. It's nice to hear a good song from time to time on the playlist, even if they don't technically belong. The album that came out, I think it was the album that came after that, the Susanna Vega album, 99.9 Fahrenheit Degrees. I thought it was a fucking good ass album when I was in high school. I think the song's about fucking cars. Songs performed by the Mini Pops. What is this fucking like fucking remix bullshit? Here's this. Here's this. Another platinum hit. I guess you would classify this as like a fucking parody, right? This is just like, hey man, Weird Al ain't the only parody singer in town. We got Mini Finn with his hot jam, Redneck Life. Mini Finn. Perfect. Let's take a bunch of fucking Mini Finns to drive all night. Playlist was gonna have good music on it, but here we are. Well, it's not exclusively good music, I guess. DJ Rashad's hit album, I'm a Do Me. Do me. Here it is. God, something about this track name is...
I like to think I'm well equipped as any other average guy, but I just can't discover love, and I don't even set my standards high. On top of that, I'm camera shy. Maybe I should opt out of the dating pool and be an undercover Tinder samurai.
Yeah,
I
would Tinder samurai. Whispering in a dingy
bar and swiping left and right could be my new Bushido ninja star. I'm well versed in virtual lovemaking ninjutsu. On every profile pic I post, I'm posing with my shih tzu or flexing with my shirt off. Cause I'm.
Ugh. Great. I'm gonna start doing DJ sets, but I'm just gonna play fucking songs and then popular rap songs that sampled said songs. And then I'm gonna like, so it'll be this, and then it'll fucking blend into Regulate, and then I'm just gonna take a step back from the computer and just nod my head and smirk like, yeah, right? Right? Get on the mic and I'll say, did you know that MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This samples this little number, and then play Super Free. Play the wrong song. Fuck that. Play the thong. Did you know that MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This sampled this little number, and then play thong song. Got enough like bass to it, you know? like I'm the simple pleasures. Shit up. Push their amp over and go, yeah, what? Fuck. Oh, here's... Wait, no, this is a different... This is a different Five Nights at Freddy's song. MacLemore story that I think sums up MacLemore quite well. I read an article about MacLemore in an in-flight magazine. That's my story. Station broadcast and circa 1992 all at the same time. That's my vision for the future of music. Tried to have sex with a broken computer. Oh, here we go. Haunted House of Parts 9. I liked 8, but, you know, I mean, I assume 9's better. Further honed it, you know. Mariachi versions of the music from Turtles in Time. I mean, why wouldn't someone do this? Is the question you should be asking. Also, we're on a real run of video game music here. Between the Dota and the Jet Set and now this thing. Now a song from Power Glove. Like, really, I feel like we're getting in a lane here, and I'm not entirely comfortable. Thank you. did a fucking version of Centerfold. You learn something new every day. How they came to choose to make that choice there. Is that Mortal Kombat album not on Spotify? That fucking MK9? That's, like, legit fucking video game music got me into dubstep. That fucking Reptile track, and maybe, like, one other one on that MK, like, inspired by Mortal Kombat soundtrack. And that fucking Skrillex version of the Syndicate theme. From Syndicate, the reboot. That's how it happened to me. Oh, here we go. Your good friends and my good friend, DJ Crazy J Rodriguez, is back with another one. Another one. Opinion on dubstep really hasn't changed much. It was like, this is really dumb and I like that about this. This is some really stupid music to do stupid shit to, and sometimes I need that. there's a time and a place. There's a need for music that you can listen to while you break windows. You know? That type of window-breaking music. And I think when the dubstep is right, it does not directly incite violence, but it incites me to want to be incited to violence. In a good way, I mean. this sounds like a fucking 96 kbps mp3 that fucking fell out of Kazaa. Just the fucking muddiest fucking thing in the world.
Track when he was rapping to it, when he was writing this,
do you think this is what this song was, or do you think that it was just something he wrote to some track, and they're like, you know, this track is just unremarkable. And then someone was like, well, I've got an idea. Listen to this. Because this sounds like something a crazy J. Rodriguez would bring us, you know? This sounds like some meme music, if you will. Start happening, and then I looked and realized why it wasn't. I was like, yeah, let's start the song. Start, yeah, fucking kick it, man. Oh. cyberpunk themed dual joystick shooter. We're pretty happy with it.
Profundo em recifes e corais. tranquilizada demais. Mergulhando no escuro com perigos reais.
Fantastic evening, night, morning, I don't know where you are. Morning. I'm going to go see about a video game.